Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's by grace are you saved through faith, not of works. And how do you receive the righteousness of God that's in Christ Jesus? By believing in, trusting in, having confident reliance in Jesus and believing in Him. It's by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is a gift from God. It is the gift from God. So Paul says, even though we have taught you about the gospel of Jesus Christ, we have taught you about the kingdom of God. We have talked to you about how you become the righteousness of God. Even though you know all these things, there are some other people who are coming alongside and they're going to try to teach you a different gospel about a different Jesus, about a different Holy Spirit. And he says they are there to do what? Trouble you and make you think you have the wrong gospel. And what they're really doing is they're perverting the gospel. Now, what does perversion mean? Perversion simply means this: turning aside, hence distorting from the right. Basically, what perversion done is the act of perverting or turning from truth and changing something to something that is worse. So what this perversion does, it takes something that is truth, something that is right, something that is correct, and it turns you away from that truth, and its intent or object is to change it into something that is worse. What they was doing in Galatians, it was this. In Galatia was this. They were saying, yeah, you got that Jesus stuff, yeah. But if you're really going to be saved, you got to believe on Jesus, but you still got to keep all the law and the commandments. What were you saying? What Jesus did on the cross was not enough.